Today's gospel has a very strong words for us Christians, as it emphasizes the troubles and contradictions come to all who follow Christ and his gospel. Those who follow Jesus knows that a lot of people will not agree with the way Christians think. He's telling us today, you will be hated by all because of my name. A manifestation that he did not promise his disciples a bed of roses, an easy journey. But he promised, I am with you always until the end of the age. If we stand firm and endure to the end. There are images that Jesus Christ wants us to be like sheep into the midst of wolves, wise as serpents, and innocent as doves. So we are sent out like sheep among wolves. We are in a way defenseless because we renounce any use of violence. There are wolves out there eager to destroy us because despite our message of love, justice, and peace, we are a threat to their activities and ambitions. We are to be clever as snakes and innocent as doves. We are to be as inventive and creative as we can be in dealing with the world. But innocent, not in the sense of being naive, but in the sense of being completely free of even any suspicion of wrongdoing. So you will be hated by all on account of me. It is a saying we can sometimes find difficult to accept. It is difficult to understand that the following of the loving and lovable Jesus can create such hostility and hatred. My dear brothers and sisters, as Christians, we enter a battlefield of life armed with the cross of Jesus and love, compassion, and mercy for sinners. We need to be resilient to fight for Jesus every day. We are called to live, love, and defend Jesus in this battle by allowing ourselves to be his witnesses to the world. It's difficult to obey a person, especially your loved ones, who tells you to violate the gospel, not practice your faith, or urge you to do evil. But don't be afraid. Even if they destroy your body, they will not destroy your soul. Be firm to resist the wrong. Be patient in understanding them and be loving amidst persecutions, because at the end, Jesus and us will be the victors, maybe not in this world, but in his kingdom. My brothers and sisters, let us ask ourselves, are we willing to take the risk? Are we ready to fight for Jesus in this world? Not with sword of violence, but with love, compassion, and mercy? Are we accepting the challenge to be witnesses of him in this world? Let us therefore ask our Lord to give us strength, perseverance, and patience to be like a sheep into the midst of wolves, be wise as serpents, and innocent as doves. Amen.